Okay. Very good afternoon to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Okay. So we're supposed to have our evening chanting. Okay. I will get Ingby to help to have our evening chanting. Turn to page 14. Okay, we get ready, then I will ask Ing B to start the chanting now. Okay. I ring the bell, okay.
Evening chanting.
Yeah.
To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha, a good word of the Blessed One's reputation
has spread as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the perfectly enlightened One, endowed with wisdom and virtues, the accomplished One, the knower of the worlds, the incomparable Master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the Enlightened One, the Blessed One.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom, and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revel the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness. The Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
Of good conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciples, namely the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merits to the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue, I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my accomplishment or fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.
Okay, we will do the closing homage in Pali.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādhemi. Svākato bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghaṃ namāmi.
Okay, you can be seated. Okay, you can see on the whiteboard, Suyan has worked out more or less the summary of all our retreat, common pool fund, plus all the donation that we are going to do. Maybe I'll take you all through. I guess we have to take you all through. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steamboat, yeah. So the total correct or not? Oh, okay. Forgot the steamboat. Okay. We will go through the summary as prepared by Suyan. So he will brief you. Then you can rejoin after that.
Okay. Jisuki Hoto, brothers and sisters, this is a 2019 retreat accounts. There are three columns. One is the income, the other is expenses, and then based on the surplus, the proposed donations. So the retreat fees is total income is 9550. The meal sponsorship is 5170. The temple donations that Song was collecting, 3070. And then the retreat donation is 1630. And the Karmita fund donated 4,000 altogether. Part of it went to sponsoring March the 17th, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So the balance is 3370. And then other donations from some of you earlier on is 2740. So total is 25,530. All right, this is the income. On the expenses side, beverage is 401, out of which 300 was donated by Monica, so it's under the other donations. The van is 1,200, 600 up, 600 down. Petty cash is the one that all those miscellaneous items that...
Yeah, reimbursed.
Yeah,
yes. Right. Because I asked Padmasuri to remit the money first. It's very unfair. Because it's not fair to ask people to buy, then don't pay people money. Because they are monks and nuns.
Actually, it's inclusive of the stationery, the flowers,
Fruits, all the puja offerings.
All the puja offerings and all the toilet papers, the washing liquid,
correct.
The fruits that we eat.
Yeah.
Everything inclusive, that is 900 ringgit.
Yeah.
But like... what I would say is, actually the small items like candles, we use only two, the white candles, and the incense sticks, we use only two sticks. So I use my own, but I sincerely donate it back so that everybody can partake, because I cannot be keeping the whole box and carrying it for 20 years to finish that whole box. So I take from my house and I... Essentially, I put it back
into the common pool.
So whatever I've spent, little that I cannot account for, so I put it back.
I was also told by Padmasuri, we bought a lot of fruits also, now got surplus. So each of you may have a chance to bring back one apple and one oranges.
One apple, one oranges.
Hey, meaning very deep, no?
The meaning
is very deep. The Mandarin word. The Mandarin word
means. So everybody can bring back one pair. So
you all have the fruition of your cultivation, no? You understand? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
And all the remainder, the beverages, the toilet tissue, we will donate through one of the volunteers in the temple. We will donate through her to an old folks home and orphanage.
Yes, orphanage. Yeah.
So we will donate to them.
Yeah.
All the remainders.
Hmm. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then the rest, Suyan will explain.
Okay, so after the petty cash, the next item is the meals. All the meals that we have consumed is 3,216 ringgit.
But people sponsor. That's why it become the first column is income. That's why it appear again. So we should thank the sponsors. But all this money come from common pool, so we get to do.
So 3,216 ringgit. And I propose to Brother Teo that we top up everything to 12,000. So from 3,000 something, we are topping up to 12,000 ringgit to give them for all the things that they provided us. So out of that topping up 8,784, 3,070 ringgit came from your individual donations. So a balance of 5,700 thereabout came from the common pool fund to top it up to 12,000. Then there's petrol and toll reimbursement, 280. Ang Pao is the Nawakama that we give all the Sangha members and helpers and all that. It's 1,320. And the new moon, full moon, and the Kuan Yin donation was 200. The steamboat, I made a provision of 750. I think it's probably going to be a bit less. and then miso is 40, so total 17,091. So if you take the income minus the expenses, there's a surplus of 7,439. So typically for the every year we have been donating to different organizations that need support, financial support. So for this year, I propose for the donation, 500 goes to Tan Chiong Su Fu Center.
Last night we
yesterday we gave the ampao already. And then the Sampo Temple Sunday School, we will donate 500. And there's Aloka Center in Malacca. I think Brother Teo has been there.
The Dr. Jayanta.
So we are going to donate 1,000 there.
Yeah.
And then Wu Ping Ching Si, that's where all these Heart Sutras started. Every year we make it a point to donate 1,000.
But back. Every year she donate back.
That's how that
Yeah, they don't need money. Their center have a lot of support. So we are very grateful because they provide everything free. Then every year we try to like appreciate a gesture of appreciation of what they have allowed us to use that place and to conduct our various Heart Sutra class. Then also cultivating the Bodhisattva way. Then early on also Surangama Sutta and a few other very important sutta. So because of that, we make it a tradition every year we donate to them. But they every year donate back. Very kind. Thank you.
Okay, the next one is the Ti Ratana in Klang. I think there are some of good talks that Brother Teo has been giving there.
Every time they invite me to Klang, the talk there come out transcript as book one. Very, very beautiful. I like the Kuan Yin there. There's one Kuan Yin there, very beautiful. And the first time I went there, I felt something. Then I knew why they invite me. Yeah. Kuan Yin's nature. Then every time I go there, the topic is very simple. But the Dhamma that come out is fantastic. But it's ahead of time because they cannot understand. Most of them cannot understand. So what we did was, Kainamita volunteered to transcribe the book, so it become book. The book on emptiness is also there. There are many other books.
Who am I?
Yeah. What am I? Thursday class. Yeah, Thursday. But quite a number from Klang. There is one, the Essential Dhamma. That one is, I think, Nancy's House. House Dhana. Seeing and Knowing, yes. Sabha Asavak Sutta. The Klang talk, Sabha Asavak Sutta. Many, I remember. Okay, continue.
Okay, the next one is Ming Chen Sifu. She has a nunnery in Bukit Mertajam. I think some of you have been there.
Yeah, I think Sui An know them.
She used to be one nun, and then there were a couple of lay people supporting the center. So those lay people are now nuns. So there are no more nuns. Sorry, there are no more lay people supporting the center. So among friends, we have been doing crowdfunding. So last year we donated about 20,000 to them. This year so far we have collected about maybe 13,000. So I propose to Brother Teo for us to partake. Actually, how the 600 come about is it's actually 50 ringgit from each of us for 1 year, so that becomes 600. So 600 is our contribution there. This Dr. Jayanta from Aloka, he used to be a monk in Myanmar when he was studying there. So he got to know four Laos monks that have now graduated and on the way from Myanmar back to Laos, and they can't afford the airfare, which is 2,400 ringgit. So he managed to raise 600, so short of 1,800. So I circulated among a few friends, including Brother Teo, Kami Tafan. So we collected the 1,008 in slightly more than half a day. So the Kamita Fund partake 150 ringgit, right? But now these 4 months are going back, so stopping over in SJBA on April 5th. So I propose to Brother Teo to give them Nawakama 100 ringgit each.
Yeah.
So at least they go back, they got some money with them. And then the last one is this Mangala Lodge.
Brother Kaur. Every year they will invite us to visit their center, and they will buy us lunch, all the Kayamita. But
last time we got bus, now we got don't have bus. Then this year also, I think the schedule, we also like last year, because last year I got something on, so I cannot reach. I don't want to take the risk. I got a wedding dinner, so I don't want to take the risk after I miss the dinner. Well, this is a very close friend of mine, and the doctor also, my daughter know her one. She is getting married, Jing Yi. Then this year, I also checked with Sui An. I think Sui An told me very likely the logistic all may not be conducive. So that's why we're silent.
And usually to host us, Brother Kaul will fly back from Bangkok,
Bangkok
to
purposely.
KL and then come to Kampa. To Kampa just to
then
host us.
Buy us all Kanamita that party for the retreat. Very luxurious, very luxurious lunch. Then I will go there and give talk. Then they really have the condition. At that time, the center just started. So I wanted to help them. So I went there and I did something to that center. Then I did the sharing and all this. So we were there for 2 years, I think, consecutively.
More than that, I think, probably
3 years. 3 years.
See, that center is more to support the Utah students.
Yeah, Utah students in Kampa.
Ta College students.
So it's a very generous gesture by Brother Ko and Mrs. Ko, the wife Bay, Sister Bay. So what happened is, they happened to visit one of the bomb many years back. Then they saw the marketing office of a developer who built that area. So he one shot bought the 3 units. Built that time to him is cheaper. Hundred plus thousand, less than 200,000. So he bought the 3 units. Then later on he decided to offer these 3 units to become center. That's like Kampa Mangala Lodge. So this center is meant to be. So I also can feel something. I say, it's meant to be. I told him it will grow. You don't worry. As long as you do it sincerely, the Dhamma will take off. So because of that, that first year when they started, I went. Then second year also I went. Then Nalanda also started helping them. Because there were a lot of students. Nalanda member, their children, they are studying there. So he allowed them like, if you want to stay, if you want to learn the Dhamma, then I think he didn't charge them or what, I also not sure. Very cheap. Either very cheap or he didn't charge them. But they have a duty to try to help to maintain the center. Means do some duty. Then both of them were very sincere Buddhists. The Brother Ko work in Bangkok. And he is the accountant and financial controller of one of the Bangkok very big listed company. Then the wife also retired and very strong faith in the Dhamma. Both are very strong faith in the Dhamma. Then every time we got Thailand spiritual trip, they are our banker. We change money with them. Our ringgit change Thai baht. And he give a special rate, I think subsidized rate. Then every time we donate to Thailand, Anandagiri or even Wat Nalong or what, he help us all. He help us do the donation, change the money. Then he get the receipt. We ask him to help us to claim tax in Thailand. Managed to get now. And the claim come out to quite a big sum. How much was it?
Actually, the story started is donation for Wat Naluang Kuti. So the first donation was 50,000 ringgit.
Yeah.
But at that time, the exchange rate was 10 to 1, so 50,000 ringgit is equivalent to 500,000 baht. So we got a receipt that year, I think 2013 or something. So I gave it to him in his name, and he put in a claim to his income tax in Thailand. Right? And 2014, we got an 37,000 donation, which is another 370,000. So by that time, the first receipt, he claimed the income tax, he get 30% rebate.
Yeah.
So 500,000 baht, he get back 150,000 baht. No? So the money is sitting there. No?
Yeah.
So then the second claim came out, I think there was another 10,000, 105,000 baht or something like that. So total nearly about 25,000, 250,000 baht.
Okay? Mm, yeah.
So when Zhongzhen Sifu wanted to buy a land, somebody that wanted to migrate from Thailand to Korea, the person just wanted to sell and run, you know, and they needed the money very quickly, so they needed 700,000 baht. So what happened was she needed the money, and she stopped over in KL and spoke to me, and then I said, okay lah, so we'll sponsor half. So I took out the income tax
claim,
250,000 baht, and then myself and Mifeng, we top up another 100,000 baht, so 350,000 baht, we sponsor half the land.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then after that, later, Zhongzhen Sifu got some more receipt, that receipt went through one more round, so it went round and round so many times. So the latest one was the Wan Alang Kuti, men's kuti. So there's another 150,000 baht that was sitting in there from last year, so I was just waiting for somewhere to donate. Mm. So when Ng B says want to collect, February 14th Pak Masuri's house, I look at it, I say, okay, we'll use the 150,000. Then I get Akong to sponsor 50,000 baht, so total 200,000 baht. So on the spot, we donated that.
Yeah.
So that's how the same money is being used many times.
Because of the tech exam.
Over and over and over again. So with your single contribution,
in Thailand,
you know how to use.
The Thai government is very supportive because he is the top tax bracket on 30%. So 30%, the whole of the donation can claim tax. So it's really very supportive of Buddhist activity. Yeah.
But he also cannot query, you know, the income tax query, how come you donate so much money? then they can check the bank account if he really did send the money, because he sent on our behalf. Right?
So
he
got
really
proof.
Did send the money, so there's
got
proof.
Proof.
So income tax proof. Actually gave him.
Sadhu. That's why you must do things properly.
You must also know how to invest in your karma or your
parami.
Okay, so total there are 8 items here, total 6,000. The surplus was 7,439 minus 6,000 of donations.
Surplus is 1,004 something.
This one go back into the Kamita Fund.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Thursday. So in a way, all of you partake again back into the
Kamita Fund. That's the purpose of Common Pool Fund. Well, after that, you donate to Kamita Fund. You know the merits. You cannot find other place. So because of that, it has helped a lot of Kamita. Then one more short story. You just now heard what Brother Ko and the wife donation is there. So you see the Mangala Lodge, the building property three already at that time, he paid almost $500,000, I think, all in. $500,000 or slightly more. Then you know what happened now. The more you donate, the more money come. Really happened. Well, later on, something happened. Then he told me, Brother Teo, he said, Brother Teo, I never expect this. 1 over to 2 million, no. The money just come. Illegal one, don't go and think. Investment on her. Together with my help, everything happened. Then he said, in his life, he had never made so much money before. That's why you have to believe. The more you donate the generosity parami for a good cause, the money came back. And in more multiple, like my youngest brother also said, after he donated, money come. After he donated, money come. But when you donate, money don't come to come and see me. Because it's your parami, nothing to do with me. So if you got parami, you believe you have faith. Really, the money really comes. That's why you must able to break your selfishness. But I'm not asking you to donate, please. Don't get it wrong. What is important is the moment your heart is able to actually make that genuine generosity or donation, a lot of things will happen. I still remember when I just graduated, you know, me and my wife, the salary only how much? That time as an engineer, Sui An, they all maybe better electrical engineer. We all, same. We all, as government servant, starting pay, 600 something only as an engineer. Not yet confirmed. because it's on attachment pay. Then when my result come out, I graduate in February. You know, result come out end of June. You know, so that 5 bana, 600 something only. But one thing, they are very good. We go and fight, they reimburse us to the day we join. But we tell him the exam already taken before that. So the result is formality. Oh, they recognize. So reimburse back. So get 985. After tax, 900. One day, 30 ringgit. And I married, no. How to survive? One day, 30 ringgit. My wife, temporary teacher, 200 over ringgit. Then I told my wife, must budget. That's why that time, despite all this, I saw in the paper, like people ask for fundraising for certain type of very genuine cause. That time is, I think, mainly operation or what, or people really need money. I donate not much. I donate 50 ringgit, I donate 100 ringgit. Wow, after that, the money keep coming. Of course, through my investment, you think people send money to me. But I know I can make money. Then I realize every time I donate, the money come. Then later on, I start to understand how all these things work. Then I trust my nature. Then the money keep on coming. That's why I retire early. Also lucky, my children didn't go overseas. So I save a lot of money. If they go overseas, maybe I won't retire so early. But it's meant to be. Okay? So this is to give you understanding and faith. So now we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So every year we do something like that.
You know, a few of us are in the India pilgrimage that we just came back. So we went and visit this place called Ananda Pindika Stupa. So he's the merchant that donated the Jetavana Grove for
gold coin. He put all the gold coin. Yeah, the owner said, "You can
the
cover the whole piece
sell
of
the land."
Land.
He said, "If you can cover the land with
gold coin, he will sell it to him."
So what he do is he empty his treasury, which is like one room is about this big, this deep, and there are three rooms, and he empty all the gold coins inside, and cover all the land to buy for the Buddha until he pokai and bankrupt. So apparently it was told to us that after he bankrupt, then what happened was some fairy give him some vision or something, a dream that over there got some more treasures, and he dig and they really got treasure. So the devas were helping him also. So that's how he become rich again.
Yeah.
So the more you donate, somehow it comes back to you.
Yeah. Then there's another story, very interesting. How many of you know Master Shen Hua? My whole family took refuge under him. You read his biography or not, how he went to America, then how the one fortune, city of 10,000 Buddha come about. Actually, when he was there, he starts to teach. Then the American, the Kuelo Westerner disciple under him, they were actually very strong faith cultivator and all those things. So when he was there, he was looking for a place. Then you know what happened. It so happened now in one of the outskirt area. I think it's a hospital. No water. So that property cannot sell. Nobody want to buy property there. Then you know Master Shen Hua, cheap and good one. He will go and look. So he went and looked. Then he tell the disciple, "We raise fund money. We buy. We're so cheap. The whole land with the building, everything." And you know what happened? They asked him, "Master, where to get water? You cannot survive there." He said, "Don't worry. I got my good friend told me he got water." The Naga up there told him got water. Then he bought the land already. He went there, tell the soil investigation contractor, go there with him, and he point out the place where the Naga tell him. They drill, water shoot out. That's why the whole place habitable, become the city of 10,000 Buddha. You must have faith in Dhamma. All these things can happen. So a lot of things you may not know. Well, I got a condition because when Sui An tell the story of Ananda Pindika, he donate until bankrupt. Then who come and see him? The fairy. Actually, the fairy is the deva. They come and tell you, give him a dream. You go there and they got treasure. And really got treasure. But you don't have faith. You got doubt. Then nothing will happen, I tell you. Like my mother's case. He got faith. He installed the Topekong altar. Then after that, he pay respect to Topekong. He said, Topekong, Topekong. He said, if you really is there, show me in certain way. Then if you really have gratitude, show me in certain way. Then you know what happened. My mother, every time I got the four-digit, last time illegal one, come by your house one. Then the four-digit girl came by. He said, Hong So, I buay ji yo. So my mother just installed that one. Oh, okay, one muay topek kong. Then he got the number. Then my mother, elephant memory, you know, all the children's date of birth, time of birth also he can remember. So he gave the number. So the lady, right, then went out. At night, my mother checked, didn't kena. We have the number she can remember. But that lady come by, you know, Hong so, look, tio tao pio. He said, how can? What number did I buy? He write the ballet. One of the digits, the ballet. That come out first prize. That's why your money means your money. Understand? Such thing can happen. And I was there. That time I was only about 12 years old or what. I also laugh. That's why all this is for me to understand. That's why there were a lot of signs. And my mother's faith, very strong. Strong. Whatever he pay respect to, and he make offering, she very sincere. She, to her, she is very simple, very contented, not educated. So she used to tell me later on when she, where she loved me, she really know I'm different. So she came down and looked after my two kids. Then I every time I tell her, because she don't know what to do, she got nothing, I took her to the temple, Brickfield. And she know how to make friends. But the funny thing is, she don't know what to do when she's there. So I teach her, I say, because you don't know any, you are not literate. So you don't know how to cultivate, I will say. So the only thing is, I know she got faith in Kuan Yin. So I ask her to chant in Hakka. Namo Kuan Si Yin Pusa, in Hakka. He just chant because of the faith. Wow, she actually a lot of gratitude. Then I tell her, you chant like Pure Land. Chant until the condition arises. You will understand the truth, you will understand. Then you can liberate your mind and out of the suffering world. You know what she told me? The moment that my dad applied to get her out of China, she already out of suffering world. She said, no need to wait for that one. Because she was so contented. In China, you suffer like anything. Then because of that understanding, they have gratitude. It's like my daughter said, everything you have gratitude. Because for you to have the good karma, good condition to come out, you are free from the suffering. Till that time in the 50s, China easier to survive. Food also not enough. My father told me he is forced to run. Not to say he wants to come, no. He got no choice. The other one, famine, not enough food to eat. So when he come out, less person, they got more share, then they can survive. So a lot of these things happen during those times. So if you have contentment, you have gratitude. Then my mother came out, she willing to work, but she is so happy. Do you know what she told us or not? He called Malaysia Jiufu. He said, means, I don't know what is the meaning. Jiufu means, Jiufu. Jiufu means the place you stay. Malaysia. Peninsula. Peninsula. So you know what he said? He said, here, it's like heaven. He said, the land, throw anything down also will grow on. In China, all on the hill, terrace, then the four seasons, sometimes no water, got to go to the stream, carry water all the way out, no, and water the plant. So to her, he said, wow, here, really, you are very blessed. He said, everything also can grow. Then here, so easy to earn a living. In China, you hardworking also cannot find a living. You understand? So that type of contentment, that's why she raises up. Never even once I heard her complain. And early morning, 5 o'clock, she wake up, work until at night, 9 p.m. You just imagine she alone, my whole family, including my grandmother, all the clothing, everything, every day cooking 3 meals, don't have gas stove, no. All firework. Make your own fire. That time you know how to make your own fire. You go and buy the cha pui, use the block cut to pull back, then saw, then chop, then dry. Every day 3 meals like that. Then later on she got one very good, friend who advised her, you don't use so much of this, what they call firewood. He said, you go and get sawdust, free on, kusu lah, sawdust. Wow, she was so happy. You know. He take all the sawdust back. She got such a great idea. Put a bottle in the center, then put all the sawdust around, compact, and then put some kerosene. Wow, that fire can cook, can do a lot of things. Then you want the fire to be stronger, he put a bit of firewood, the big one, big, you know, 1 piece, 2 piece. That's how they really learn from life. And they did all this. And the whole family, you know, every day 3 meals, you was really peng san, no. Somehow got to look after our education, everything, no. Everyone got to go and look for us and make sure we come home, take bath, eat, then go to school. No. And sometimes she actually walked to the market, which is about 2-3 kilometers away, just to save the 10 cent transport. Yeah. And never make a complaint, never got any guy or what. So when I look at her, I really have gratitude towards her and I really thank her. That's why I knew why I choose them as parents. Yeah, they are simple people, very hardworking, very genuine, very sincere. So at that time in the past life, they don't know. They also don't know me. So somehow they will encounter, they just help me because they are so sincere, so genuine. So I, that time, I just send a pure wish. That's why I knew whatever I did, it will manifest. Then this life I came, they were my parents. And my mother not supposed to marry my father. You know what happened? My grandmother, the first wife, last time the wife and the husband no say, my grandma have the full power. They all got such power. Marry over less than 3 days, just because I think my father's wife make some mistake or don't know what, I also don't know, or something that is against the tradition. And my grandmother just chased her out of the house and sent her back. Then after that, whole village know, nobody there to marry there. But luckily, my mother, good parami, good karma. You know what happened? My mother, her tooth, bage, you know what is bage? The tooth charging out. So nobody want. So I think the family scared, nobody want. So willingly marry over to my father. That's why karma, understand not? If you sound sweet, no bage, cannot be my mother. Understand not? Then because of that, after he come over, the dentist all very good. All the teeth change to the new one. Wow, she looks so different. We have all the false teeth. So a lot of things, if you are observant, you have the number, you will know. That's why don't worry whether you're pretty or not, or understand or not. No need eye sui, lang sui, sim sui. That is more important. Kehun, agree or not? Same eye sui. I say. Then girl look at Oh, intelligent, not handsome. True, ah. Intelligent. Ah, yeah, wait. Oh, okay, no need to, like. Oh, cream of the cream, no wonder. Oh. So, influenced by Kiat Hun, ah. they are schoolmate. Very cute character. They really at this age also can like that. That should be life, huh? Oh, you have a very garang father. But you're not scared of him. Oh, good girl. Garang, never mind. But you're, luckily, you already consider very lucky. Compared to Lee Hoon, check everything. The father and the grandfather. That's why garang, never mind. But didn't check. If check, maybe you cannot kawin your present husband. Tara. Wow, very good. Miss... Good karma. Oh, your sister have it hard, but you have it easier. Oh. Wow, sadhu. No wonder good karma. Can attend Dhamma class. Okay, now is the time. We revert back to the three of them going back. Richard first. Come, sharing. Is my Kakinang. Richard Teo. they say Kakinang. Richard, you don't mind,
Good evening.
Sure
don't mind, Kakinang.
Yeah, sadhu.
Proud to be your Kakinang.
Wow, very good. Sadhu.
Okay, before I share, one small question. What is your understanding when a person as a Buddhist is doing this?
Oh, this one, Oh, you don't understand. This is... Rejoicing is one thing. Then the other thing is respect. Understand? Like in the Mahayana, they say Amitabha, they will fold their palm. Then when you pay respect, you also fold your palm. And when you cultivate, you fold your palm, there's an energy from the back here that open up your heart. I didn't know until I realized, That's why every time I do this with faith, I pay respect. That's why when I did the bow, the energy actually went in and opened up my heart.
I ask this because last time I'm very reluctant to do this.
Even when
I see a monk, because I said that.
No problem.
I said, who are you? I mean, should I? Because in small, we have been taught that to eat this is
praying. Pay respect.
Praying, like.
Oh, pie.
You know, like when we go and pee somewhere,
Hey, that one very important, no? Wow, that one, you want to. Not only that. When you go to the bush, or when you play in the secondary forest, lalang, you know what we were taught or not? Very good practice. Pangjo, chai me. Me, I don't see, I don't know. If I offend you, I ask for you. Because of that, it helped us. I got some friend in my hometown. Actually, one group of us, about 15 of us, went to that place. And you know what happened? Three of them kena, very thorough. Well, they don't believe. They laugh at us, though. Pai hami. Understand? Then come back, fall sick. Then don't know what to do. Then the rest didn't get sick. Only the three of them who don't believe one and do all the nonsense. So finally, the mother go to the medium. Then the medium check. Then the medium say, did your son go somewhere? Well, the deva that goes into the body, the non-human, suspect that he must have offended some devas. Because they tend to do that, teach you a lesson. Then the mother asked the kid. Then, of course, the kid admit, they went to that place. Oh, then the medium say, you have offended the devas there. Because you simply be and simply say things. And because of that, the medium say, you must ask for forgiveness. Then you must make offering. Do some, what are they called? You have to pay some money. They will do some offering for you, I don't know what. And then they did. Then he get the fool, then he said, go back, burn this, drink, recover. You believe or you don't believe? So, non-human cannot see doesn't mean they don't believe, don't exist, they exist. So a lot of people who offended all these non-human, when I'm in the construction industry, one of the construction site got one, what they call, the Malay one, Lato Kong Ha. You know what happened? They refused to pay respect and set up a Lato Kong thing there. No? All the machinery that went there, want to move that tree, all break down. Until finally, they got no choice. They set up the Lato Kong, made the offering, then asked for forgiveness. Then everything went on smooth. So a lot of things you cannot assume is right, not true or what. But because you are brought up under that type of condition, that's why you will have that type of thinking. But luckily, you didn't have that negative karma to have the condition to get into trouble.
Thank you. I say this because until 5 years ago, then I start doing this.
Okay. Oh, you start doing
5 years ago. Okay. I read a book from my master. He says that when you're doing this, the meaning of doing this, because just for info, because I and our friend here, Joseph, we're formerly a Christian.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm a very strong Christian, basically.
Oh, is it?
I go Sunday school.
He or you?
Me.
Oh, you are a very strong Christian.
Yeah, I'm a very strong Christian. Okay. I get out because I question a lot.
Oh, good.
I don't like to have blind faith, you know.
Oh, okay.
I do the question until my pastor say, look, hey, look. You know, either you believe or either you know, you question so much, it's a blasphemy, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I ask so many questions, I said, since the Bible is so old, 3,000 years old, how come they never write about dinosaurs? So the pastor look at me and said, okay. I read somewhere, and they said when you're doing this, he's a monk. When you say doing this, actually he said that.
Oh, the Anjali posture.
Yeah, it represents lotus flower. He said when you see actually because every one of us have a lotus heart. So I'm giving you a lotus flower.
Oh, okay.
Said, beautiful, no? I want to
That's why you start to do it after that. Yeah, that logic is okay. Fair enough.
You know, my thinking. So I said, oh, it's beautiful. You know, when I go jogging or whatever. When I
you know, in India, you know what is this? Namaste.
Namaste, yes.
You heard of namaste, right? You know what is namaste? I respect your nature inside. Where you have your nature, I have my nature. So namaste. Oh. And all the yoga people, they know. That's why they address you, namaste. It's a very good practice. But when you understand, it's even more beautiful. Because when you have faith, only you clap your hand. Then with the faith, you pay reverential salutation, respect to understanding. You don't pray to idol. You don't pray to all the what they call images. That's why the Christian like to label Buddhist idol worshipper. We don't worship.
I agree on that.
Yeah.
Like Christian, basically, you know, when we do this because of the crucifixion, you know, when we pray.
Yeah.
We do this because even when we are small last time, when taking bus, see a temple, so bye. So,
Yeah. I understand why you do that.
Parents go by you by life.
Yeah.
So to me, is it when I grow up, is it I don't like to know. Who are you? I'm going to buy you. You know, I said no way. I'm going to buy you. You know.
Very good.
So when I
you know what I did? When my mother asked me to also Chong Hyong and Pai Si Na, not the great being, not the Mahayana, all this one. My past very strong. Where he take me to all the Ang Kong King. You heard of this Ang Kong King? Someone Niang Niang or someone what Jay Kong or what Kong? Don't know what all the Deva one. Then I went in. Inside I know or not, but out of respect for my mother, you know what I did? I take the joystick. Then I count 1 to 10. Then I put it down. That's what I did, because I can't do it. It's not like you, you know, no meaning. But inside, resist, can't. But when I went with her to Kuan Im King, they call Kuan Im Ting.
Kuan Im Ting, yeah, Kuan Im Ting.
Automatic, oh no, I go down. Oh, then the four great bodhisattva also, Kuan Yin, Puxian, then this Wen Su, and the Tizang Wang, I automatically were near one. Period. Right? Sakyamuni Buddha also say. How do you explain all this? And nobody taught me anything. And my mind and my heart just know what to do. And I have very strong faith in Kuan Yin, because of my mother also. That's why I can be born under such condition. So a lot of things you have to develop the understanding and the affinity. Then your heart know, your conscience know, your sincerity and your true mind will know. So this is how you can develop the understanding and the learning. For you, you are lucky. Because finally, after going through all this, you didn't have the bad karma to kena. So even you don't believe, you don't get into trouble. Because you can't understand. Because based on your reasoning, it's correct. Why should I pay by you? Who are you? Understand or not? But to you, is logic. Logic means correct. Why by you? Look to Aleva. Because it looks special. Even Dato Tan Sri also no need to buy. Correct or not? So a lot of people, when they use the thinking faculty, reasoning, they will end up doing things like you. But you're lucky because you don't have negative karma. Not like the three friends of my small that time went with me or get into trouble.
Of course, the one I heard, sorry, you know, your boys, you know.
Yeah.
Bu Pai, I think Lan Chiao Ting.
Ah, correct. You heard of that, isn't it?
Sorry,
you heard
sorry,
of that. Never mind, allowable. So sometimes you have to be careful. You don't buy, you can get into trouble.
You know, that one, I cannot once.
Yeah.
What the mother used to do, you know what? You know when we when cook with what we call that, the wood, spire wood.
Then the soot all come back to you,
But it was small days.
Younger days.
Right.
But I never had problem. Yeah. I blow that one. I very skillful. The fire will grow on for a little bit. Because I make sure no soot underneath.
Okay. Let's get back to the topic.
Why
I'm here? Okay. Actually, I heard that there are some retreat in Cameron Highlands. I heard.
You heard.
So I Google.
Oh, okay.
Then came out. Then I saw the temple and everything.
Oh, you saw the photo.
Yeah. Then I had normally we gather at Woody Hart, you know.
Yeah, Bodhi Hut in Penang.
Hey, any one of you has actually went to
the Bodhi Hut in Penang near the cemetery?
Yes, I went
there two or three times.
Oh, okay.
That site got affinity with me also.
So then one of the regular, there's Molly. Okay, that one must come.
You have good karma. Yeah, you know how to Google and you know how to check with the right people.
So then I keep in touch with that. I said, can you maybe, you know, give me someone that I can, you know,
contact
here and all these things.
Yeah.
Then I was introduced you to Suan.
Suan.
Okay. I talk on the funny side because in the evening I don't want to. Okay. When the first day when I arrived here.
Yeah.
All right. So I took my bag and I saw Sui An.
Yeah.
I saw Song.
So
in my mind, sorry, this must be Brother Teo.
Oh.
In my mind.
Hey.
And then
you do Song, you know,
was
do
standing you, beside, I said, this must be Sui An.
Do you know Song, among all the Kalimantan, he is the one that progressed the fastest. And he is very good, I tell you. It's very good.
So I went and packed my thing. Then after that, we went for lunch. Then I was introduced to you.
Okay.
I was in my
mind. Sui An came to the room, say you arrived ready.
So in my mind, I said, shit. I said, luckily I didn't call Suyan. I mean,
Song.
Song.
Brother Teo.
Brother Teo. I said, oh, you, luckily, then, you keep your, luckily then, you keep your big mouth shut.
But Danny.
Otherwise, everything wulong.
Yeah, but Danny more smart. Danny is more smart. He saw my photo first. That's why he don't make mistake. He don't make mistake.
Because I've checked before I came, there's only one is coming from Penang.
Yeah,
I think the lady contacted me. He says that, are you driving? I said, no, I'm coming by bike. So I knew no one here when I first came. Then I saw, this fella, I think I've seen him before.
Okay.
Then so, after 2-3 days, I mean,
oh, Tammy, yeah.
Then the first thing, the funniest question is that are you the one in Taiping, Luca, the Lao Si Gong, Lu Nya Gui?
You all same school or what?
You know, the lady?
The mother is here, the mother.
Yes. She came to me, I said.
She is Karen.
I know. Are you the one who, when you were in the chat group, you said that you are the one who can't be one? I said, yeah, me the one. I said, I was there also. I said,
Wow, small world.
Small world. That was, at least happy I'm not alone. See? Sometimes, I mean, as our age, to go to a strange place with no friends. Alright?
Yeah,
but later on, I find you all so friendly. Thank you very much. Alright? And for you,
Brother Teo. Stop. Sadhu. My nature rejoice, with your wholesomeness.
Thank you. I would say you are very sincere.
Very what? I didn't hear the word.
You are very sincere.
Okay.
Your heart. Alright, and you are very patient.
Very what? Right.
Patient.
Oh, patient. Okay.
You explain everything very clearly.
Yeah.
All right. And also for the past few days, you notice that I go out a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Because for the first few days, tamsima.
I know.
Wow, did you see? Wow, holy, wow, tia. After that, you also lao chui.
Oh, no wonder you went out.
The other thing was, in my life, alright, I never pangsai sa tao one day. Big one, I was telling my grandma, I said, wow, here, I shit so much.
Because not only
because
you.
Because all carbohydrate and veggie, because at home I eat a lot of meat, you know. So that's why I look on the bright side, I don't want to take on the sad side, you know, alright.
But not only you, Garrett also tell me. He said, Brother Teo, every retreat, 2 days, stomach bosong or something bosong. Yeah, I say it's...
But why stomach? Fantastic. You know, he just said, just detox up, hai tu.
Which is fantastic. Very good.
I feel fine, I feel great.
Yeah. Then you feel your body very good.
Yes.
That is how you will feel. We are here, the food, the air, the environment, the setting, and also the energy, very strong, very different.
True.
Yeah,
and I have learned many things in the sense that the basic one, talking about like mindfulness,
law of karma, mindfulness.
Yes. For me, I'm consider of myself always very positive and always very lucky.
Oh, sadhu.
No matter what situation I'm in, because when I in Penang, I mix with quite a few monks.
Okay.
The Mahayana, especially they always chant.
Yeah.
Then I always go out with them.
Okay.
They always share with me. And he said, Richard, when I look at you, I said that. He said, you give me. When I talk to them, I didn't talk to them. You are the kind of person I was very strong inside. You know?
So I said, sadhu.
I said, how come you know? Because I know in my life, I've met so many obstacles in my life.
Okay.
I'm always
positive.
Positive and
yeah, you know how to overcome it.
Go through it. So even like I said, I have life-threatening illnesses twice, nearly died.
But you recover.
Recover fully.
Very good.
Recently also, I got scared of my life, some heart problem, Then check.
No wonder when you arrive, you ask me, what is the best chanting?
Yeah.
Where you drive motorbikes, high risk. so I told you, Kuan Yin.
I've learned so many things. And for meditation, I do meditation, but what we call, what you call is called that something like they call skillful means. I always listen to Walkman or MP3.
Oh, okay.
I always, in my car, when I, what we call that, on my car, I don't listen to songs.
Yeah.
All about
chanting.
Spiritual talk.
What type of talk?
Spiritual
talk. Spiritual talk. Oh, yeah, very good. Like, sadhu.
In the
toilet. Oh, okay.
In my bedroom, in my because, you know, I love to
explore
all these
things. Means you have this developed through your past.
Yes. Yes. I hope so.
No, it's from the past. Otherwise, you won't have the passion, the interest in all this spiritual talk and all that. You won't.
Then,
it's from your
then
past.
Every morning, in fact, in my life now, okay, I take it so easy because every morning I make sure that I go for 2 hours walk. Every morning.
Sadhu, exercise.
Right. Not only exercise, meditating, just clear from everything because I've been in the society for too long.
Oh,
in
okay.
terms of, you're talking about racist.
Mm.
Bowling because I've been with sports people.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
Sorry to say that.
Yeah, you discrimination know? Through form.
But
form.
I hope certain things that I say this doesn't should not go into you know because it's not nice. Is it?
Yeah, correct. Right? We understand.
Because even when I, in a sense of treating my students, they call me sir. They always call me sir.
Yeah.
The other one that I'll treat differently.
Oh.
But with our special you know what we call we have been treated unfairly.
Understand. You know? Understand.
Right. But I'm very blessed even in my job. All right. It's not my job, actually it's my love.
Your passion.
My passion.
Yeah.
You know, wherever it goes, sometimes I go for holidays when I can see one auntie or uncle can walk, I say, can I help you if you trust me?
Something like that.
I always like to help.
Yeah.
You know?
Very good.
It is me. That's why I said I'm blessed in many, many ways.
Oh, no wonder.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, in a way also, because as I grow older, I have to accept that.
Yeah.
And the other day, sharing with me.
Oh, okay.
Suddenly, the thing I fear most, the first one actually... The thing that I fear most in my life, only just sharing, is the death of my parents.
Oh, okay. Are they still around?
No more.
Pass away.
Because why? Because they are the only relative, from China here. Relative here.
Oh, okay.
All right, we have nobody to depend to. Chinese here, nobody.
Oh,
only my parents. So I was thinking, if my parents died. I don't know how I'm going to take it, you know.
So at least, just now I say, kakinang, you're very happy.
I want to do more recruitment. I got so many teo here, what?
Teo chingyap.
Okay. So, for the past few months, actually, I have a lot of negative energy. Before I came here, actually, I was sharing with Sui An that a group of us might be coming. Bikers.
Okay.
Because I shared with them, I said that, you know, it's a good thing, then we have a good ride here, we can share the karma. Then all of a sudden, one of them suffered a serious one.
Oh.
Stroke, younger than me.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, everything kalang kabut, you know, then see how. So, quite a lot of people, all right, like even my classmate, two of them died beginning of the year.
Oh, okay.
All right. So there are a lot of negative. I said, is it next month going to be me or something? You fear, no? That's why.
From the thought, your own projection, because you don't understand.
Then also the fear keeps coming because when I'm riding.
Yeah.
Because riding bike is very interesting.
Yeah. You know. I agree. That's what I told
my. That's why if you saw me when I came, I look like Robocop.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
I wear the kind of underwear which, you know, when you slide on the road, you won't
have nothing happen on.
Share this one.
Jacket, protection. Protection.
You know, so always have fear, so because to me, life is beautiful, you know.
Correct.
Life is so beautiful, you know.
But the physical body is very fragile.
Oh, yes.
very vulnerable. That's why you have to take care. Then motorbike especially, you know. What I told my wife, I can feel how the driver drive. If let's say, last time, North South Highway, single lane up, single lane down, one, not like now. So during my time, I saw that. You know. So when you are driving this direction, opposite, let's say you got a lorry or very big vehicle come, you normally avoid him or no, understand? Even you got motorbike at the side, they will also just smash into you. Yes, easier to deal with you than deal with the lorry.
In Hokkien, it says, "Chi moto jia jia kui."
Jia kui, correct. That is the correct word. Jia kui, jia kui. Then, on the third year, my university classmate suggest this, you know, we drive back to Alostar, you know, from Kuala Lumpur. You know. I say, you might be out of your mind, you all go and take the train. Because my Honda Cup 65, I know the danger and the risk.
True.
So I didn't join.
Among our friends, like some of them even said that way. Our friend getting, because at least 1 month, one person will actually die from it.
Oh.
Because our group quite big, you know, because it's Only recently, one of my customers said, Richard, don't you buy? I don't know. He said, what happened? He said, my cousin, I said that on during the highway, during night, you know, it's not an accident. You know, sometimes when you drive on the highway, there's the tire, you know?
I know. Churut tire.
Kuih lame tire.
Churut one.
He just
goes. Correct. Very common. Very common. Not protected, yes.
So
yeah.
I know the danger, that's why I mean asking for your any prayers.
You ask me which chanting is the best.
So even just sharing. Like my car have a name, my bike have a name. I always talk to my bike. I say if I'm on my bike now, straight away I said, take good care of me, you know. My bike name is Angel, my car name is Peter. Yes. You know, because we all have energy. You see? So I think now we're going out. You know, have a good time. You know.
Well, luckily you did that. True.
I don't know, but I have to. You know.
Do you know all these motorbike or car or whatever you use? Got Lingxing one. You know what Lingxing one? They got a nature of themselves. No, if you have love, you talk to them like the plant. They become beautiful. So everything I use, because I love all these things and I really take care, last very long. You know. There are a lot of things like my motorbike. Actually, my brother say, how did you drive? Then they go and bend my spark plug straight also, the engine and start on. Because it listened to me, you Lingxing. So it protect you. Then a lot of time I'm like, wow, really lucky. Actually, cannot avoid you, but just somehow miss. And nothing happened.
Like what I practice in my life also, what we call gratitude. No matter what we do, you know, every friends that we meet, every opportunity, the new person, you know, we got something to learn, you know.
Can learn from them.
Because, I always share with you with my friends.
Yeah.
I said, nothing is permanent. Like, for example, is it like life, okay, I'm 60 something now, okay, I'm going this way.
Yeah. Don't know.
We can learn. Care. You know, whatever. So this is what I believe. Seriously. This is a journey. You know, it touched me.
Correct. Sadhu to you. You know? You can understand. Means he understand condition. Yin yang. So when you meet, how long you don't know. But you will separate soon.
True.
Yeah.
You know. So friendship to me is very, very important.
Yeah.
All right. You don't. I mean, in a sense that, like for example, our lady said,
Karen.
Very nice person. I'm a very nice person. I approach people and talk. You know, I don't mind. Our friend. You know, first day in the room, you were laughing already in the room. I do not. I hardly know him, Joseph.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So. Everybody have a Buddha nature, seriously. You know, money is not is to me.
Yeah, not everything.
That's why it's like the other day I was sharing. You see, the things that we should treasure actually is priceless one.
Yes.
All right. When the lady said, "You know how nice is it?" I said, "No." I said, "The most beautiful clothes, is the mother that gave you that is
yeah, gave you life."
No, it's not what brand or whatever. It's not important. That's not important. How much you're going to sell? Let's say when I do treatment, at least 1.5 hours. So 1.5 hours normally I will share. You know, then normally they will talk politics. This Najib, 2.6B. I said, okay. I said, do you want or not? I said, I give you 3B, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, look at me, you know, it might be crazy. I said, yes, I give you 3B. You give me one of your legs. You won't.
Yeah,
so what is 2 and put for 2.9B or 2.8B? No, that's nothing.
In that sense, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
So
you have certain philosophy that is very unique.
To end up the thing, the Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I'll be back.
Yeah, sadhu. I like Arnold character. when he hold a weapon, I tell you, I like the way. I love that show, Robocop. Robocop. You seen Robocop before, isn't it? Robocop, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, not that one, Terminator, sorry, ayo. Hey, I thought he was Robocop, wasn't it? Not him, Oh, then my mistake. Sorry. So it is Terminator, Terminator. Yeah, Terminator. Thank you so much, for your whatever good sharing, We really, push it out, push it
whatever
out.
I share, I always tell people, alright, I don't praise people.
Correct.
What you see is what you get. Yes. Even like when I treat my students or whatever, I said that when I tell you this, you tell you this. All right. If you're good, I'll tell you that things that you can improve on. Because also psychology.
That is a very good character. Upright and
yes. I always tell my friends, what you
truthful.
See is what you get.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like to go around.
Yeah,
and
no point.
I have no time for that.
One
life is too short, you know.
That one they say, like Jua. so no point, because you have to be sincere, upright, righteous. Then you will understand the virtue has great meaning. Really, don't be afraid to stand up to righteousness. That's why you must have this, what they call a sincere mind. And you must be upright in your character, righteous. You do things because you understand this is not something that you can play with. Your law of karma is very powerful, very potent. If you were to compromise, finish. Your life will be like you degrade yourself. You are not really a human being anymore. Yeah, you can compromise. You can sell yourself.
But you have been doing a great job.
Yes.
Relative. All right. I hope that you also take good care of yourself.
Oh, definitely. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's why when I heard about your sharing of the pharmaceutical thing and all those things, actually, yours is a different perspective, taking hot bath and all those things. So what I really appreciate is I hear something that I didn't really hear before, because he got very, very unique thinking. So this is something where we develop understanding. You know, when I hear something new, which I don't really understand, I will learn. I will contemplate and reflect. Even though I'm a civil engineer, and I specialize in water supply, So he talked about chlorine, I know. Well, I am the one that designed treatment plant, and I operate treatment plant during the early days. I was in Selangor Water Works for 3 years, 3 or 4 years. And I climbed all the water tank, all the reservoir. You know, when I went into the reservoir, the amount of chlorine they put, terrible. The whole reservoir inside, you know that one, the dome-shaped one. I was inside there, and my colleague called and said, "Do you want to swim or not?" I said, "You go and swim." I go in for a while, I come out. Because the chlorine was very strong, pungent, very pungent. Then last night, form 4, form 5, form 6. I'm very good at chemistry, physics, and biology. And my chemistry teacher loved me like that, Miss Ho. You know, I like to play with chemical reaction, or no? Then when it comes to practical chemistry, I always score A on the subject. So we like to, like, as student, play at this, at that. Then there were two compounds, you add together, become like blood, or no? Really red color like blood, or no? We always play with that. I don't know what's the name, I forgot already that time. So the teacher also, very good, the teacher. He said, no matter what sort the exam come out, you do three or four tests, you straight away know what the sort is already. And I don't follow what the question asks me what to do or no. Immediately I get the sort, I do my own, that four tests, three or four. Sometimes the third one, I already know what that thing is already. I think the one blood one is theosulfate or don't know what. So when that sort go into that one, become red, then you know what is the other one already. So that was the, I think, the last one. The first three, straight away confirm, because you can like say this one is not chloride or this one is not sulfate or what. Straight away I can eliminate one. So because of that, I'm very good at chemical thing, engineering thing. So because of that understanding, then when he talked about the chlorine water from the hot water, it's true. Well, without hot water, the chlorine won't come out, understand not? But if you take bath in an enclosed area, like he said, then you better don't stay inside too long, understand not? But my one is not enclosed. My house one is up there, is hollow. Then there's a cubicle, but out there I got air go in. Then I got a ventilator. So I also don't spend long time taking bath. So we all don't have to fear. Because I have taken bath with hot water. Well, I need hot water. You know why? I feel good with hot water. Somehow hot water, not very hot. It's just warm enough. Then sometimes after I have taken my bath, wash it, then before I come out, I light a cold shower. So I off the you can adjust on. We buy that one, we call what? Can adjust on what you call? Mixer. So I turn the mixer the other way. All cold water come out, no hot water. Then I take that bath with that cold water, I feel very good. We are after the hot water. And I come out. So don't worry. Unless you really go inside, like Richard say, in a cubicle, lock yourself out. Then, like he say, after you come out, you can write words on the mirror. That one is, I think you have to be careful. But if you have done it, don't worry. Don't go and project your thought. 过去心不可得, whatever is gone. No need to carry. Okay? Thank you so much for your sharing. Sada. Now, Jingyap. Jingyap, get ready, Richard, the mic already.
Richard, just how you said about the hot water, how the input, you have a filter the chlorine.
Does it help?
So the solar system, then the input will, the chlorine will be filtered.
Then another point, Jingyap.
If you want me to share this, I am really crazy about health.
I'm
a totally different person.
Hmm.
All right. I don't drink normal water.
Oh.
Because I have things to test my water, you know, whatever it is.
Oh.
The water I drink is actually purified water.
Oh.
That is distilled water.
Oh.
I drink distilled water at home.
Oh. Without mineral.
Without mineral. Oh. So you see, that is okay. Just share a bit,
Yeah.
You all interested or not?
Yes.
Okay. Because you see, in the body, actually, we need. That's why when you're doing science lab, like what my son-in-law is doing, when they do any test, they use distilled water. Distilled water.
Yeah, not contaminated.
Pure water. Yeah. But the only disadvantage of distilled water is because it's nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
It is nothing because when
you evaporate from the
you take
the condensate from the evaporator.
Positive and negative, you actually drain out.
Yeah.
Right. But normally, what we just put a bit of what we call a rock salt or sea salt. To, just to replenish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alright? Okay, just to share with you. Because, like, okay, can we have a bottle? Hold on, eh?
Yeah.
You see, we have been trained that drinking mineral water is good. True? Can we agree on that? Alright. Okay, how much do we know about minerals? Minerals got only two types, you know. Organic and inorganic. Organic and inorganic. Alright? Now, okay. The one that actually comes from whatever, among all water, what I got to know is Spritzer. You know Spritzer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spritzer have their own reservoir.
Oh,
and remember, in Taiping? When we saw that one, okay, Spritzer had their own reservoir, is it? All right.
No wonder my son only wants Spritzer.
Ah,
the rest
yes,
all
yes,
he
quality
don't want
la, quality. A bit more expensive, yeah. But it's worth
a lot. Yeah, a lot but, more expensive, but yeah. He wants it.
Okay,
my wife.
But a lot of people they do not know. Minerals come from, let's say, stream or what we call that, the spring
underground
or whatever.
Water. Underground right. Water.
The body can use one
oh.
Because it is inorganic. Like, for example, if let's say if you want iron, inorganic iron is that you take a nail and you suck, that is iron. True or not? Cannot lah, cannot lah. You know, let's say, I need copper, then, you know, I need copper pipe. Or either you blend the copper, then you take, cannot lah. Can we agree on that lah?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright? So, actually, this is solo sharing, alright? You don't have to believe me, because I'm a bit cracko about this. My interest, because I love life too much, alright? The true organic one is actually produced. Because why? He take the minerals from the ground and then they filter it and whatever it is, then it becomes the fruits.
Oh, okay. Fruit juice, I agree. Yeah, I also find fruit juice very healthy.
Yeah, because whatever the one that you drink fruit juice. But of course, everything have the positive and the negative side.
Yeah.
Advantage, a lot of sugar, fructose. Right.
Oh, but it's good. No, I was told that type of sugar reduce your HbA1c. Because only the fructose use reduce your diabetic. But there was a test by one of the professor in India.
India, okay.
He proved to people.
It's only half right.
Half right. Oh, okay. Now I want to listen.
It's
I want to listen.
Right. Because
to
when you take fruit juice, it doesn't go to the bloodstream. It straight away go to the liver.
Oh,
that's
no
why when
wonder.
You drink a lot of fruit juice, you have fatty liver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Alright, okay. Sorry, yeah.
Sadhu.
Because we have to know because I am dealing with Formula One car, you know, athletes, You know, their body is fine tuned, you know.
Yeah. Agree.
Like, for example, that's why sometimes when you read now, this athlete go India or go somewhere and then go there. Eat a bit small thing and then lousy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? You ask yourself why? Because you see, when the body is so tuned out, at the peak, it's a balance. The immune system also compromised, you know. So whatever something not right, it straight away will affect.
Yeah. That's why the.
So it's very fine tuned. The body,
That's why I say the body show you the sign, that you have taken something wrong. And last time when young, I can share with you. I always drink pipe water. Yeah, my family seldom boil water one. Got lah, but not enough. So I go to school. Sometimes I don't have enough money to buy that sweet drink. They usually the red color one what? Syrup. So normally I don't have the extra pocket money. So I will not. I drink tap water. Because I drink tap water, I got no problem. La sam jia, la sam tua, you know. Then I go everywhere, I got no problem. No. Later on, hygienic already. Si liao. Go anywhere, not clean, not third world country, you get into trouble. So, I agree with what Richard said. Yeah. Because your body tune until like that. Yeah. Then suddenly you go and take this type of thing. Cannot, you will reject. So, but if yours is like a old junk, already like that, suddenly you put that good lubricant, I tell you, it perform like anything. You know what happened or not? I got this, my motorbike, isn't it? So I went to an exhibition, that time, Shell, remember? Shell, Super Shell. He got a motor oil, he put in the know what additive, the friction reduced by a lot, no? Then I'm a science student, I saw the example, then I know this one worked. Then I asked how much.
I think it's 1.5 times over the normal one. I straight away went and buy and I replaced. Do you know what happened to my motorbike? No. Last time, 1 gallon put in can go 80 miles. But after I change, 120 miles. You believe? That's why lubricant really lubricate and reduce friction. And you know motorbikes are pop, 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 pop. But when the friction reduces, the sound also different. Do you realize that? A lot of moving parts become very smooth. Then you drive also, you feel good, no? That type of vibration. So all this, you have to find out from life. So what he shared is, I agree about the tuning of the body. Okay, now, Ching Yap. Okay. Wow, we got two philosophers on health.
Actually, okay, when we talk about health, there are actually many schools in terms of society.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
A lot of, I was sharing with Joseph, I think, Joseph, right? Because, you see, in this world, they have many schools. Like, for example, okay, number one, you don't take, they call it what, meat. Number one is religion, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is might be animal lover. The third one might be earth lover, you know, the polluter, the soil, all right? So there are many schools. But if you look back, okay, now my daughter the other day posed me a question. He said, Daddy, whatever you say, are you sure or not? Right? All right? Because we have been, you know, when you're growing up, because science is changing so fast, you know.
Yeah, evolving.
Let me share something with you, let's say about doctors. I asked my sister this question. I said, look, every day, not one or two new research come.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say talk about cholesterol. Okay, let's say we have read something. Then do you call up your clients or your patient? I say, hey, look, there's a new research, you know. No more take drugs and all these things. Do you not? No. All right? Because we don't blame anybody. We don't blame the doctors. All right? Because it is a school.
Yeah, they are educated that way. Yeah.
You know, and then who sponsored the school? The pharmaceutical. Is it? So, it's all got connection, you know, it all got, you know. All right? So, but we have to go a bit on science. All right? Okay.
Can we focus back on the distilled water? Yeah. Richard.
But he didn't ask me about it.
No, he said if they had not enough protein.
Okay. It's actually quite simple.
Yeah.
All right? That's why I said when you drink, all right, you put absence on it. Sea salt and rock salt of type of mineral.
Oh, no.
Organic.
Yeah. So supplement with that, huh?
Sea. Yeah. That's why.
Then got problem. Yeah.
True. Yeah. I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Yes. If you notice in the office, if you notice in your office when you have the RO water,
okay.
First, the river Moses. Yeah. If you notice that those who drink RO, Hokkien wakil me, at one stage, the body become we swing one, because it keep on draining, draining. Then you didn't put salt. Then.
Okay. Now Ching Yap share. Thank you. So we go focus. I think Lei Hong scared you delay until you cannot share. Yeah, non-shock. Then you delay. Then I saw Lei Hong. Very good. Thank you, Lei Hong. Only wife can cultivate husband. So now I know how to deal with Ching Yap. He talk too much, I call Lei Hong in. Okay, now Ching Yap, go ahead. But he is a very, very good Kayamita. We call him supermarket. Spiritual tree, he buy extra load, all the food you want, but mostly junk food. Lah. But very good. I like the Maggi Mee, obviously. Every time passed to me. So actually, that is a very good one. Thank you, Jing Yang.
Okay, thank you, Varitius, for allowing me to attend your GAP meditation class.
Yeah.
This is the fourth time.
Oh,
for the past three times, I only joined the fourth day.
Ah, yes.
And then
this one's full, 9 days.
No, not full. Today,
eight days, not full, until
7 days, I have to go back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, for the past, I have a monkey mind.
All
the figures is my SKF data.
Yeah, SKF.
Since last year I retired,
them
still have the
SKF.
SKF. After 38 years.
Very difficult to forget about it. Root it out.
No way.
So,
then at least my mind has some space to listen to the Dharma. Even though I have this book, 2015. I never read.
Yeah, sadhu.
Now, sister, at least first time I come the first day, at least I can understand something
like that. Yes.
Something struck me last year, there's a certain path.
Yeah.
You tell me to forgive something
on
the Dharma.
Yes.
That's why for me, for the past 10 years, I didn't go back to my hometown to pay respect to my grandfather.
Last year.
After they sit next to me, then immediately last year I go back.
Oh, sadhu.
Then just have to forgive something, whatever thing happened.
Yes.
That's why I will practice it.
Very good.
Now try to see something to open up.
Yeah.
You know, I very, very demanding and very, very conservative and typical Chinaman.
Correct.
Old thinking.
Yeah, okay.
And men and women is different.
Nani bu ping ten.
So because of the traditional family is very old fashioned.
Correct.
你嫁出就是
破出去也去，破出去了，什么东西都没有了。
It's not that follow the risk.
Correct.
Current society.
The norm. 男女平等 no more.
男女平等 for everything. It's an old man, you don't get anything. Sorry about late.
Most of you are here.
One, you 嫁出去, you don't follow the family, the surname.
You don't carry the name.
You don't carry the name really. So you won't get whatever thing in the family. Equally. So
very true.
Another thing questions is that I want to ask. Everybody says something that you can send the energy in the cultivator. You know. I want to curious how they can know that this area got energy. On what indicator? That I want.
Your heart. When your heart is open. Very sensitive. Like you know radio, you have to tune to the frequency. When you tune to the frequency, suddenly you got sound, got voice.
As Suman Jasa, she mentioned about her heart can stop, and then she feels that, is it a
pumping? That one different.
Different.
No, that one. You see, because she aware without stethoscope on the sound. Because our mind that is mindful, we are very aware, sensitive. Then he can follow the heart rate.
What's the difference with the energy?
Wait. You didn't read the blue book. That's why I asked you to read the blue book. Never mind, got time. Go and read the blue book. Our life force, you know what is life force or not? Your heartbeat, you get the energy from your karmic nature. Then I explain it. So karmic nature send the life force. And this is called karmic force. Supportive karmic force. That's why you can be alive, because that life force haven't expired. If once it expires, you know what happened? They call it destructive karma. Means this form of mind must leave. The life force no more. So suddenly your heart cannot beat. No more life force. That's why the hospital panic, put all the what they call try to resurrect you, then put you. Put that patient on what they call artificial respiration thing. Then that one can maintain life for a while, but not long. Because once the life force is gone, you cannot on your own have the heartbeat. And you know why heartbeat? Heartbeat is the pulse of life. It pumps your heart. And as a biology student, you know, the moment it pumps through the ventricle and the aorticle, they will push the blood out. Then this blood will flow through to nourish your entire body, all the organ, everything. That's why wherever there is blood, this life force that pump, the consciousness go into the blood. That's why when you have mindfulness, anywhere there, where there is blood, you can be aware. You are sensitive. That's why we all can know what happened. Like Li Hun also say, which part not correct, what part inside, even my brain, I can go in and check what is wrong. Then when I eat something, which part trigger off the reaction, I can feel it, and very clear. And which part within my body not functioning, not moving, or got problem, I am very clear. So because of that, the life force comes from your karmic nature. And the karmic nature has its own energy. That one pump the heart. So we call the pulse of life. That's how you become alive, animated. So that is what energy is all about. But the nature's energy is different from this type of life force energy. Everybody has a life force energy. But the environment has its own qi and energy. You qi gong, you know what? Understand not? Then within nature, there is this flow path of energy based on the terrain, yin yang and all those things. So if you know how to tap energy, you can. Like my teacher, Ajayantra, the monk, he tapped nature's energy. He said when you're silent at night, aware, you put up your palm, this is like antenna, then you draw. Last time when I followed him, I tried, and it draw. That's why I can feel his energy, zoom, coming in. Then I can also tap nature's energy. But I don't like energy, because I don't want to end up in the psychic field. So that's why I didn't continue with the practice. So all these are possible. You are very sensitive, you can feel them. And sometimes the energy can come out through your palm. Understand?
Yeah, so far.
You all Qigong one will know one. From your palm, from your... Jared, where are you? Oh, you are here. I look for you there. Yeah, sorry.
He has discovered in America, worked together with the scientists. They can actually very sensitively measure the meta energy.
They can. Now the scientists can.
Yeah, they can actually
not
measure.
Not only that, when you meditate, they can take your brain wave frequency, everything.
Yeah. So he said there was a group of 500 people radiating metta.
Okay. Yeah.
So the energy immediately you can.
They can actually measure. And you know why? Because of that, Ramananda have this annual global metta around the world. So a lot of Buddhist society, they take turn to go and chant. So what is it that you want to know about energy, Jingyap? Because you so much qi. Because qi gong on, really? Hey, really? Wow, that qi too strong.
No, qi is for us, the qi gong side, we play with energy. When we have to be soaked all body, then the qi naturally will come. So that's why our qi gong
side. You have to soak your whole body.
Silent mind.
Silent mind, correct.
Silent mind, we have to be silent mind.
Then you
and
need
then can loosen our body.
You need movement, relax and movement.
Relax, then the qi will come, it
correct.
Naturally vibrate outside.
Yes.
That is the way, is it?
Correct. I used to see you and Vincent. You all two different. His one and yours different. So last time I retreat, I always see the two of them outside there. Wow, doing all their different movements. Now I understand. Okay, that one resolved. You want to know why the tears come out during chanting? Because they have affinity with that great beings, what they call that thing that we chant.
But there's some monks, they chant is very powerful, then they can feel the different things, the way they are. Some ladies who keep on running.
No, because, like I say, it has something to do with your path. It's just like the moment I went to Thailand, the forest monastery, the moment Rupang Ani Chang, like this vibration is very familiar, very strong. Where in the past I have developed them before. I have understood them before. That's why the moment I hear through, I also understand. So all this is how it affects you based on your past life cultivation. Let's say, to understand easier, certain prodigal, you know what is prodigal, very talented kid, they will know what they are good at. So as a kid, sometimes, if you don't bring them to the correct place and the correct instrument, you can never know what they are talented for. Sometimes the kid, newborn, for no reason, the parent bring them to the mall, then they pass by the piano or the organ shop, they hear the music, they don't even have time to follow the parent, they will straight away walk in. And then he will listen, no. Then sometimes he given the condition, he will know how to play, no. That is from the past. So all this will come. So when he was chanting, it's spiritual thing. A lot of kayamita, the tear flow non-stop. Non-stop.
I think for me, I think so I have to start do the reading.
Yeah, you must and slowly understand.
Start understand
this,
because a lot of terms I'm not familiar.
Yes. You are new to spiritual things.
Spiritual
happening, spiritual energy and all those things. Okay. That's why this one is not SKF.
It's not SKF.
If SKF, then no need to ask you.
I will know.
When bearing, we must ask you. Lei Hong now. Pass to Lei Hong. Thank you. Sadhu, Lei Hong. Yeah, late already. Lei Hong scared. She got no chance. That's okay, good. Very good. Sadhu. Thank you, Lei Hong. Okay, let's listen. Quiet. Shh. Silent. Yeah. On. Push it all the way up.
Hello. My name is Lei Hong.
Yeah.
Second time I'm attending Brother Cameron Retreat.
Yeah.
Since day one, everything has been so beautiful.
Very good.
I mean, it's very good.
Good
Dharma, good food, good environment, good. Everything is good.
Fully agree, Sadhu. Sadhu.
So
very good.
I want to thank Brother Teo
for
leading this
retreat.
To all the committees.
All
the committees.
Organizers. Yeah.
Who have done a good job.
Yeah.
And to all the temple committees.
For
letting us have this place.
Yeah, wonderful
meditation,
temple.
Which is so conducive.
Very conducive. Yes, sadhu. Very good.
So another thing I want to let Brother Teo know is that the spiritual trip which we follow you.
Yeah, very wonderful, meaningful and beautiful.
Yes, we partake.
Yeah, a lot of wholesomeness.
Then
a lot of things normal people cannot do, and also we get to do. Yes,
which I find very
like the Shi, the place at the stupa. Nobody know, but because of our nature, then the Tao Yu, the two girl that took us, he also didn't know, they bring us here, that there is a stupa, and Shi Yin's what they call personal thing and all that. Actually, Shi Yin was the abbot of that temple originally, that 120-year-old monk Lao Sang. And because of that, because I made the donation, then we were so sincere, we do all the thing, then I think that monk sensed. Then he said, "You are from where?" Then we said, "Malaysia." Then he said, "You all also study the Mahayana Buddhism?" They say, "Yes." Then he said, "You know Shi Yin or not?" I say, "Yes." "What about him?" He said, "He's the abbot of this temple when it started. And his relics are at the back, the stupa there. You remember we went there and do the chanting, Vandamichirya? Then he also allow us to enter to see his, like, what you call, museum. And a lot of things you're not supposed to see, we get to see. That's why Lei Hong know she has joy, have faith, and she appreciate. Yeah, sadhu. Kui Ling, Kui Yang, Kui Yang, Kui Yang, yeah. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu. Can, sadhu. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Arija, sadhu. Mm, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much, Lee Hong. See, she says she got nothing to share. So beautiful, huh? Wow, Jing Kiao, you must learn from Lee Hong. This one, this one we cannot cite you, although you Alostar also cannot cite you. Bola, Chipai, look how SKF Joe Pine out. Too much bearing. So you must learn the Dhamma. Better catch up now, otherwise Lee Hong ahead of you. Then after that, you keep on going retreat, you know, then you stay in SKF. So, yeah, now the hint is there. Lee Hong want to follow Adeline already. He don't want to follow you already. But joke, she will definitely talk to you, encourage you to go. Then you also will follow. Now you know why you have to go. You are the financer, banker. So my wife, very good. Every time now, for the last how many years, every time I go dinner or what, I ask her to pay. Pay. He tell my son, he said, but daddy is the banker. Why worry? The card all in, under his name, supplementary card. So all the gold card, platinum card, look like. Got one time, I look until burst. Exceeded. The bank stopped payment. I say, how come your card also cannot get payment? Well, our combined one was at least 70K, I know. But there was supplementary card. They limit. Until I go to the bank, I say, I want same amount. Then only they give. Then after that, canary. So, it's easier if you let them manage. Understand? No more cash? Let me know. I go and reimburse. Replenish. Then he can use. So, no need to worry about money. I told him, have to spend. Must have to. We must know how to spend. Then maybe later my daughter come back. She will have to spend. Because I say, cannot finish what we have. Because every year I can generate income through investment. No? Then got dividend. How to finish? Understand? So you must have paramiya. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, right. Okay, Asong. Asong, share. Sadhu. For those who don't worry, tomorrow still got. 2 o'clock only the tangcha come. But before 2, we still got a lot of time to share. Okay, Song.
In Huayu. This is the retreat. I in charge the setting up and donation part. I in charge the afternoon lunch section.
Okay.
So the first day was actually. 我是一个 leader for the afternoon 的那个 section. Then 我看我的 member 全部还没有来.
Oh, okay.
LC end up 又不能够来.
没有来 啊,
啊, 啊, 那个 Alayli 全部, 然后 那个 Anna 是主要.
Yeah.
所以, 我想, 怎么办? 我的 group 没有了.
Yeah.
我在看, 每一个人都有那个 duty. 这样, 哎呦, 怎么办? 我讲, 要切水果, 拿笔, 我可以, 拿刀, 我是不能够.
Yeah.
我就 luckily 很 我要 谢谢 最后 end up 雷 Hong 跟 Karen
他们会来帮手
帮忙 切这个 水果 所以我要 thanks 他们两个
we should thank them 萨德
okay in terms of 要 谢谢他们 所以我要 share 一个 experience 给他们一个鼓励 今天早上我下去 Shrine Hall 做这个 chanting 的时候 当我们 chant 那个 南无本师释迦牟尼佛 就一个 bow 的时候 我的第一个 first bow 下去的时候 我就很 deep 的那个 credit towards 这个 释迦牟尼佛 然后我就突然间很多的那种recall 回来，就是说很感谢这个布达的这个 teaching，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
回到这个 teaching 我们
yeah,
出不来，
yeah,
然后也很感恩他set up 了这个 sasana，
yeah,
让我们有这个affinity,
affinity、
来学，我很就是一面跪的时候就很。
Yeah.
deep 的那个 affinity
yeah, yeah, yeah.
就一直出来，然后眼泪也一直的流，
流下来、
哦、一直流，一直对这个 Sakyamuni、嗯、本师释迦牟尼一直在流眼泪。Then after finish 了这个 chanting 了以后，我出来，我整个的 sati 就在这一边了，
yeah.
就在这一边
your heart,
就在这一边，整个是啊、
yeah,
moving 的。
Yeah, yeah.
所以
如如不动，
对，所以我整个的整个早上就在就这样子 aware
yeah,
in the
yeah, yeah,
哦
yeah, yeah.
然后很 good 的一种、
yeah.
啊，然后我过后我就 understand 了哦，那个 five spiritual faculty is
very powerful, very
important, very powerful、
啊。
尤其你一定要有 sada， 要有 strong
faith，
faith，
faith。
把这个 faith 一定要有。
Understanding,
understanding、
啊、wisdom, very good.
当你有 understanding, 你会、
then the faith become different.
对、
啊，
你会有很 deep 的 gratitude towards 这个 triple jam,
and very genuine, very genuine.
对，然后这个 faith 它就会 stay. 哇，我第一次 feel 到那个 virya 怎么样的 strong 来。
That one is bala. It has become power. Your spiritual faculty has become power.
对，就整个的 stay. 所以我整个早上就那个就这样子的，就在这边那个 sati 就这样子。
Yeah.
啊、就很就来，你不用做，你只是在 relax into it，
yeah,
就是 aware 了
，yeah, nothing else，
啊、
sadhu very good， 哇、no. ，let us rejoice 啊、sadhu sadhu sadhu，
然后才 recall 的确我跟Sakyamuni 应该是有很
yeah
affinity
前世因。Affinity very strong.
因为我以前我 pack 一个人去 India 的时候，我时常经过这个holy places.
的 four holy places.
And out, 我都在 holy places 里面，我都能够住在monastery.
那些
Albert 跟我都很 friend 的，
很 friend,
都给我吃、
yeah.
给我住，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
然后我都在这些Buddha 的那些 holy places 里面住了很长的时间。
所以。
我就今天早上我讲哦 ，no wonder 我跟他有很 deep 的 affinity，
yeah,
所以今天当他们一唱南无本师释迦牟尼佛的时候，
yeah, strong,
这个很 deep 的 gratitude 就 auto 的就一直出来了，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
然后那个 tears 就这样子的、出来。
Sadhu,
所以所以我今天的一个 understanding 是说我们一定要把这个five spiritual faculty、
yeah.
cultivate 好
because these are spiritual faculty that enable you to understand spiritual teaching. That's why you must have them. Otherwise, you cannot understand spiritual teaching. And there are two levels to it. The normal spiritual faculty already very good, very powerful. But when you are able to convert it into powers, unshakable, that is the time you really, really move. Yeah. And your cultivation.Leap off to another, completely another different understanding and level. Sadhu, very good. 很好 Sadhu.
That's right. Actually, 这个cultivation 是很 simple 的
Yeah.
好
very simple.
If、
yeah.
you understand,、
mm.
这个 five spiritual faculty, that's、mm. all.、
Mm.
然后你有这个很 strong 的 faith toward 这个 triple jam.、
Mm. You will move. Yeah.
这个 condition 它就会 unfold，
yeah, unfold， yeah，
这个 path 就会现出来。
Sadhu,
那么你就只要很有 fit 的、很 relaxed 的、
嗯、
走上去的话
，correct，
the result is bound to come。
Yeah， definitely， 100%。Sadhu， very good， 谢谢你。This one teach you a lot of things。Because this one he personally experienced it， and you think he overnight like that、He connected 3-4 years ago, you know.、And he was actually able to do it because of Kuan Yin, because of all the great beings. He got very strong affinity with Pu Xian also. Then very strong affinity with Kuan Si Ying. Then recently is Sakyamuni. When I went with him to Mei San, even the Mr. the one that helped us organize the trip, he came and asked me, you know. He said, Brother, brother Song, 是不是有问题? You know what I mean? He reached there, the tears just flow, you know? flow, some more than one, crying, you know? like you know? Oh, that type of crying, you know? Then I told Mr. 没事, I said nothing wrong, 钱是赢. Then Mr. Don't believe, you know? Mr. Go near and observe, you know? He also started to cry, you know? Then he said, how come like that? Well, he never experienced it. He never believed in Dhamma last time. Then he thought, maybe influenced by Song. So he walked somewhere about 300 feet away or 100 meters away. You know. He realized that tear cannot stop. You know. Keep on coming out. Then he go and ask Kayanamita. Kayanamita said, you better ask Brother Tio. Then when he came down, he asked me only, I tell him, I said, you have affinity with Triple Gem, and also with Hermes San, that Pusen Pusa. Otherwise, you cannot have the condition to become our tour agent. And you cannot really organize all this. We already, the moment we spotted him, I told Pamasuri, use him. He is the best. And he really did a very good job. You ask all the Kayamita Go and spiritual, he makes sure, before he conduct the trip, he makes sure he fly there, he check everything, the hotel and the program. Then he come back, he advises us, because he understand what I am doing and what I look for. Over the year, a person who don't believe end up having strong faith. No? Then because of that, he realized his life changed and improved. No? And a lot of things go away. So the previous trip to, was it Shangri-La? Naka temple with the Niku one, you remember? With the nun one. No, with the nun one. Is it Chichusan? Oh, that one. The abbess. Give us the You know what he at first he found another temple for us to do our short retreat, you know. Then when he went there, he don't agree with the recommendation of the China side tourist agent, you know. He said, Brother Teo wouldn't want to come this place one because this one is not the real one. He also know. No? Then he insists somewhere around take him. No? Then when he went to that temple, I tell you that temple is really wonderful. There were two temples. The other one was Oh, that one is up to you. I already told you the journey is not easy. That journey, I tell you, very dangerous or no? Okay. Then we will, don't worry. We are your Kayanamita. We will do the needy. So, don't worry. Have faith. You interrupt. I also forgot where I was. The two temple. These two temple very special. So he specially will ask permission. No? At first, the abbess refused. No? He said, cannot. Last time, one Taiwanese group come, Hong Kong group come. We lend them, they mess up the whole place before they left. No? Didn't even clean up properly and treat like a party. So that's why they are very, very scared of all this. Then luckily, Mr. He followed me on a few spiritual trees. He saw how all those like miracle happen. Especially the Hermes San trip. A lot of what they call condition, which actually you impossible. The moment we went in, asleep, cannot come out. Then on the day we're supposed to come out, still not clear. Then because they talk to me, then I check with the driver, then I know what to do. I instruct them to take detour. Then end up blessing in this guy. We saw the four seasons. Then go back, jam for a while, after that, clear. Then he managed to change hotel for us and many other things. Even to Potosan also same. So because of that, what happened was, he patiently talked to the abbess. You know. It's just like, I teach him, whatever happened, don't get angry, don't react. He really learned. Then he pretend like, since the abbess told him about that thing, then he sincerely make the request and tell the abbess, 我们这一团啊, 我带来的不一样的,
我们不一样 there's a song there. So, the Everest look at him, no? 怎样不一样呢 Well, then he start to talk about Putao San, Ermi San, then another holy place. He said, all this, when they come, like miracle, say, a lot of things happen. Immediately the Everest, without hesitation, 这样你可以用 approval granted straight away. That's how we end up there. Then the other temple also said,very well built and designed Mahayana temple. And do you know that hall supposed to be for monk no? To do meditation, to teach, and the seat was supposed to be the abbot or the senior monk seat and teach. No? They lent us that place. No? And I was given the opportunity to share the Dhamma with Kayamita for I think almost 2 hours, I remember. And you know, the monk, the old monk, they open up the thing for us. He joined in and he sit there, he want to find out what we teach. I think he also can feel the energy. So when we did, so beautiful. And now, all the Dhamma sharing, everything. Then when we were at Putao San, also same. He took us to a commercial place where the most tourists were known. So how to do retreat there? So finally, I told Mr. Never mind, 不用紧. I said, we look for a neighboring place, more quiet one. Then the 导游 got no other choice, the China side one, he said, 有一个啦，没人去的，不知道你要不要去。Then some more, short distance only, about 2 kilometers, because Putao San, you know, they monopolize the bus, all those things. So he said, you need to pay additional, 600人民币 just to take the bus up there, you know, come back another 600. You know. What will you do if it's that situation? But somehow we managed to talk to him. Then discussed with him, said, we are not taking the full bus, we only, a few of us want to go and find out. Then luckily, I think they managed to negotiate, then we got a more reasonable price. The moment I reached there,I walk in, I saw the Kuan Yin and everything, then I can feel the energy of that place. Shuang Qian Chan Si. Immediately I say, straight away we come here. No need to look for a place. Then so happened, there is a monk in charge. He was very kind. Then he saw us, then he talked to us. No? And because of the way we carry ourselves, he actually helped us. No? He called up the abbot and asked for permission.Then he even offered the vegetarian food. No need to cater outside and bring. They gave everything. And it was like subsidized, something like here. And everything was so conducive and beautiful. And the meditation hall, I told you, for monks and the seat is for the abbot or the chief monk. He let me use. And I used. And all the Kalima were seated there like monks and nuns. That's why all these, Mr. Also, move. How can this thing happen? He had never seen this type of cultivator before. And the best is, there was a Tao Yu from China. You know what he told us about? He said he has been leading a lot of so-called Buddhists from all the country. He said, they ask, bye bye for, you know what is bye bye for? Bye bye one. Go and ask for luck one, donate money.Expect to have luck. Then we all, not bye bye for, we really meditate, we really chant, and we really understand what that thing is. Then you know what happened? Got one day, he followed and joined our class. He never meditated before. He was curious. And he sat down. Last time he said he monkey mind. That mind cannot stop. That day he sat down. 10 minutes he entered stillness for a while. He never experienced before. That's why after he shared with us, he said, 你们这一团不一样. That's why our trade name become 不一样. We are different. It's from them. It's not that I tell you a story. You understand? So because of that, Mr. A lot of faith. I think this is our 5th or 6th trip. Where is Pamasuri? 5th, 6th or 5th, 5th, 第 5th. So this spiritual trip, as I lay hold on, is looking forward. And this way place we go, Guiyang, is a special mountain where they got a bridge to link Sakyamuni Buddha's way place and Milofo. They are side by side. So it's meant to be, because I finished all the spiritual mountain already. Putao San, Utai San, Erme San, and even the Fakusan, Jiuhua San. So all these four great bodhisattva we went. Putao San, I took them twice. Yeah, this new group didn't go, so we went twice. So after that, I said, no more. My wife also told me, maybe we should spend more time among our family. But then the condition arise. Then Padmasuri come and talk to me. Then I say, okay, go. That's why we continue. Actually, last time after the Thailand trip, I was supposed to stop one. But somehow the condition arise. That everything just unfold. That's why you want to stop, also you cannot stop. Okay, very good. So, continue.
Brother, I want to share one experience before this retreat. 上个拜四, lunch hour, 我跟我的 colleague, 我们去 restaurant, 哦, to have a lunch. During the lunch, we have a happy time, so happy.
Yeah,
Then, the moment 我一走出来, 诶, 我的车牌不见掉,
yeah. 哦,
我一看到那个, car plate missing 的时候, 哇, 我这里就很像, 诶, 然后就我的, my car plate, 这里就 moving 了,
yeah, wanted to react.
就 moving 了, then, I didn't bother, 所以我就驾车, on the way 回 office 的时候, 我在 highway 一面驾车,
yeah,
yeah. 我可以看到那个 Monday Man 就一直要 arise,
yeah, yeah,
他一 arise,
yeah.
我一 away, 他又 sit下去。
That's why understanding can deal, otherwise you cannot deal.
然后他一直要上来 about, on the 那个 highway,
yeah, yeah.
about 3 to 4 times, 他一上来,
yeah.
我一看到他,
yeah,
他又 sit下去。 So 那个 Monday Man 一直不能够上来, then 这个 thought 就出来了。
Yeah.
哇，那种 knowledge 的 dharma 就 never mind 啦 ，don't attach 啦，什么什么，然后我又看一下，哎，他又是就这个 thought 一直出来，这个 thought 我一看他不出来，然后这个 mandema 又上来，这个 mandema 我看他，然后这个 thought 又出来，就一个上下上下一直这样，我讲，哎，我就是驾车 ，and then 我也没有去什么，我就是aware 的，就是这样子驾车回 office，then 然后第二天我们就来 Cameron 就很忙，然后就到了拜一，我们在上课的时候，
yeah,
那个 morning 的早上，我在一直听你讲课，我突然间我就明白这个这样子，
yeah, 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 yeah.
这个是升起 灭气，
yeah, yeah.
然后你的 mandate mind 的 arise dependent origination，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我也可以看到它的 condition arising，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我也可以看到它要 arise 的时候，它有 grasping， 有 有那个 attachment。 Like all 你的那个 dharma， 我完全就因为这个这样子的一个
suddenly become clear， because you see it in the real five aggregate of form and mind in your own form and mind， that's why you will become very clear， then this will stabilize， this will continue to stabilize until later on， no matter what happened， it cannot move， cannot move， yeah， very good， suddenly。
那个 one weeks before 我在 share 讲我在洗衣，那个 dharma 很像 flower 这样 opening，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but 那个 opening 的感觉跟这个很像就是一个 like experience 让你去看到这个 mind 的 arising，
那个是了解佛法，这个是 actually saw it in the movement of the five aggregate of form and mind， yeah， very good。
那 afternoon 我冲了凉回来，我坐在那个 corner 说，哇，很多的那个 joys 啊，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
那个 piti 一直 arise，
yeah.
一直 arise， 一直 arise。
The factor enlightenment keep on arising， the piti， the joy， then the tranquility， the stillness， everything， including the spiritual faculties very strong。 Yeah，
but 我不懂这个 statement 是我的 mundane mind 还是什么？还是想 living crazy？
你会了解的 ，because the understanding will unfold after you have gone through.
And because you have been constantly listening to the sharing the Dhamma, so the condition created the appropriate condition for you to understand all the very deep one that I share. So like you say, every time you read, different understanding. Every time you read, again different understanding. That is meant for all level. So when you reach that level, you will understand the deeper one. When you reach the other level, you will understand the higher one. Otherwise, you can't. If you are standard 6, you stuck at standard 6. If you already gone through form 3, form 4, then you can understand the form 5 because it will continue. So cultivation is like that. When you have not realized that type of understanding, when your spiritual faculty has not developed to that level, that is the ceiling where you can understand. Above that, you cannot understand. It's like university people, before you go to uni, you cannot understand university teaching and subject. So the exposure, the understanding all need to unfold in stages. Unless your past life very strong, you are gifted, then immediately you come, then you connect. Then after that, the moment you connect, you will like breeze through because you have cultivated all the years. When you breeze through, you still understand the stages, but you will reach back to the level that you have already cultivated to in the previous cultivation or previous life cultivation. So this one is a direct understanding. Unless you have that nature, otherwise you will have to go through like what you experience now. But what you are going through is already very fast because you still have the faith despite what you have developed, the understanding. The only thing you were trapped for a while is the first year, you remember? After that, you keep on asking me those questions. Where it comes from, the thought. So I always advise you, this is still from the thought. Don't worry. Actually, the moment you connect after the rayong there, the kwansing, the chanting, then you suddenly connect. Then from there you understand. Actually, that time when you connect, the understanding is already there. But this understanding has not stabilized. That's why it takes time to stabilize. Once it's stabilized, then you can share. You can do a lot of things. So while waiting for it to stabilize, you have to be careful about that thought. Where I mentioned in quite a number of Thursday class, Tuesday class sharing. So when you are aware that this is part of the way, part of the process, you just cultivate. Don't try to know. Have faith, spiritual faculty, like what you have done. So when you continue to have faith in your nature, as long as you are not deluded by the thought or not affected by what the thought tells you, well, during that time, he will experience a lot of things that is completely opposite of what he used to understand in the condition world or the condition world. So during that time, he always questioned, 为什么会这样? Because the mundane mind cannot understand. It's not supposed to be like that. I say, forget about the thought. Because the thought cannot understand. Because he tried to remember the Dhamma, understand? Because he thought that one is very beautiful Dhamma. He had the understanding when he read through my shoulder. Then he tried to remember. I said, no need to remember one. The thing there means there. At any one time when situation arise, you will know how to act, you will know how to deal, because the understanding is already there. So because of that, later on, I think it takes him quite a while to finally trust that nature, then continue to cultivate, don't want to know. That's why recently he progressed again, he moved again. So all this is part and parcel of the cultivation. Then you will feel all this, when you have affinity with great being, you will have the ability to detect. Then you will have the ability to respond. Then insight will move. Because when your faith was very strong, the morning chanting, especially he chant Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo in the chanting. So when your faith is very strong, it actually creates that movement, that gratitude. Because it's very strong and the gratitude is based on understanding. That's why it moves your nature inside. Then this nature straight away responds because your spiritual faculty is strong enough, has become balanced. Then when this one responds, the tears will drop and a lot of things will happen and he will understand. Then it transforms the spiritual faculty to balance. That time he can feel it completely still inside there. No more movement, nothing. Just aware. And this is what cultivation is all about. This is what transformation is all about. So a lot of people who have not gone through this type of cultivation, this type of practice, they cannot understand. Because to you, it's like knowledge, knowledge. And you try to use your mundane mind to understand it through knowledge. And you cannot. You have to go through it. But it will give you faith if you have the understanding. Because people who go through, they can share with you. Like during my early days, I remember when I met my teacher and all those things, I never have any doubt or problem with the mundane mind because the past is already very, very stable, very strong and all this. So even people whom I haven't met, I don't know, they got this special ability, all those things. I'm not curious. I just listen. I know this one, they have understanding which at that time I haven't had the understanding. So I like to listen. Then I learn very fast. I pick up very fast. Then I go beyond whatever they tell me very fast. The big picture, everything. So that's the reason why when you have your past, you connect, then you move. Then all these people, because of your vow, your affinity also, they will appear. Then one by one will guide you and teach you different things that you need. Yeah, I got a very particular vow, a very special vow. My second last teacher also, like in a way, I was shocked. He asked me 3 times, do you know who you are? That was 1989, I think. Do you know who you are? I say, I don't know. He asked me 3 times. Then after that, when he spoke, he said, you came with a very heavy vow. Then you know what I tell her? I think I know. Because I still have that vow this life. When he mentioned that, then I told her, I know. That's how all these things you can't understand. And because of that vow, I came. She appeared. Because she know I came in a different way. There was another one, came because of affinity, past life, they met before. But my nature and her nature never met before. Then he checked, because he got this divine ability, he checked. He said, you came with a very, very heavy vow. And because of that, I knew. So these are the things that can happen within the spiritual field. It's not something like, what should I say? It's not something that you think can never be true. It is more fantastic than fairy tale. And fairy tale already fairy tale. This is more fantastic than fairy tale. So how to have a condition where the mundane mind can accept this type of thing? And I'm just a lay person, an ordinary human being. How can you have such condition to meet with all these people and all these conditions, then have the ability to do all this work? You will never understand. Because you have not met people with that type of understanding and cultivation. But when you meet, to you, it's no more like surprise or shocking or what. Then after you exposed to all this sharing, then you go and cultivate. And I can tell you, later on, when you meet other people, they tell you their teacher, their master or whatever, to you, it's like normal, nothing special. But you have heard more fantastic ones. So all this is part and parcel of cultivation. That's why it depends on your karma, your affinity, who you have affinity with. And if that affinity with that great being is such, that great being really manifests. You know Mimi, is it? You know Mimi, is it? Our Mimi, you all know that. You know what she told me? She came and told me a number of times. She paid respect to my nature. And she said, Beritil, every year our gathering of Kayamita on my birthday, she will buy me something
offer me the right message there. He said, I have affinity with a lot of great beings, but you are the only one that come with the form of mind that I have met with that type of nature. That's why she was full of gratitude and understanding. And she, every year, without fail, she will. And she also went and buy all those Mahayana books. Very few people read one. He buy, he offer, give to me. So a lot of these things, for people who know, but she also very good, she also not bad. She also have her nature, her path. But she is different from Song. Song one is different again. And all this, you cannot understand until you are within this spiritual field. It's just like if your interest is in the financial line, all the financial thing, you very easily understand. Then you have the contact, you have the news, everything. Then for you, you can move very fast and very, and you meet all these people who are expert. Yeah. So similarly in the spiritual field, it's like that. But if you are not in the spiritual field, you can never understand all this. It's just like people who don't like finance, investment. When you talk about financial market, they don't have interest. And then sometimes like, oh, how can I say, liya bo kiwa, cash no ball. So this is what is actually happening. So when you have the condition, you will understand. Sadhu to you. Let us rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Actually, we all should thank Lei Hong. She was the one that created the condition. He said, Brati, I want to listen to other people sharing. Then just now, he cut off Jingya very fast. Oh, very good. Otherwise, we can't hear song. Understand? Huh? So all these are meant to be one. Okay, now 5 minutes chanting. Pama Suri no more? Not around? Oh, count down there. So who want to have to chant?
Hello.
Sing Ching, I think Sing Ching, no problem. Sing Ching. Yeah, Sing Ching, come. Sing Ching. Oh, ni alone, Ta Bei Zhou. Ah, that's why, meant to be. Home, yeah.
Hello.
So they want to chant now. I think she heard along the way. Very good. Come. Let's do that. I don't know. I got battery. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Rati. Actually, 他们下面送那个普门品也是 about 观音的，所以那个法师叫我们下去。没有问题，no problem。我们刚刚好
want to end, got 5 more minutes, so we want to do chanting. Then 我问 where is Padmasuri, 他们说走下去了。Then suddenly you appear. That's the right timing. We are song alone without you talk. The rhythm, the timing, all not easy. So now meant to be. Okay, right. Then you can, you join in, especially Tapito. Okay, I will ring, then you'll start.
Namo Da Bei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa Namo Da Bei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa Namo Da Bei Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa Namo He Lai Dan Na Duo Namo Ali Poor 是婆来耶，菩提萨埵婆耶，摩诃萨埵婆耶，摩诃迦卢尼迦耶，唵萨婆拉伐伊，苏丹那丹谢，南无悉吉利多依摩诃利耶，婆卢揭帝释佛拉楞多婆，南无那赖谨墀悉利摩诃般多萨弥，萨婆诃他都输朋诃是云，萨婆萨埵南无婆萨埵，南无婆伽摩伐特哆，但智他唵阿婆卢悉，卢迦帝迦卢帝，依悉利摩诃菩提萨埵，萨婆萨婆摩来摩来，摩悉摩悉利多云，俱卢俱卢揭摩，哆卢哆卢伐奢耶帝，摩诃伐奢耶帝，陀来陀来帝利尼，释佛来耶，遮来遮来，摩伐摩来，目的里依悉依悉，舍奈舍奈，阿来僧佛来舍利，伐沙伐僧佛来舍耶，呼噜呼噜摩来，呼噜呼噜悉利，娑来娑来，悉利悉利，普卢苏卢菩提耶菩提耶，菩陀耶菩陀耶，弥地利耶那来谨墀，地利舍利那，婆耶摩来萨婆诃，悉陀耶萨婆诃，摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃，悉陀喻伊室盘来耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀萨婆诃，摩来那来萨婆诃，悉来僧阿穆揭耶萨婆诃，萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，遮吉来阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀盘揭来耶萨婆诃，摩婆利僧揭来耶萨婆诃，南无诃来耽那多赖耶耶，南无阿利耶婆卢揭帝释婆来耶萨婆诃，唵悉殿哆曼哆来巴哆耶萨婆
Thank you.
Okay. We will do the sharing of merit, transform merit. Then you make your aspiration. Eh? Then we end. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana ittawata camihi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo emina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect to all the worthy one, eh? Then we end. Thank you.